Hey there, it's Therapist Tierra, and in the 2020 Counseling Today article called Uncovering the Root Cause of Mother-Daughter Conflict by R. Hasseldine, the author says, and I quote, "The silencing of women's needs is an intergenerational dynamic that gets passed on from mother to daughter. And it's because the mother is not able to teach her daughter how to voice her needs openly and honestly." All right, now, let's talk a little bit more about that. Okay, so what does this look like? So when the daughter is expected, often unconsciously, to listen for and meet her mother's unvoiced and unacknowledged needs, the daughter is learning to become an expert on understanding what her mother needs. But guess what takes a hit? The daughter's own needs. This means that the daughter will grow up to be as emotionally mute as her mother was to her. Now, that has the ability to impact the next generation, but somebody has to change this. Let's talk a little bit more about this. The article goes on to say, women's generational experience of being emotionally silenced and emotionally neglected is a common theme between mothers and daughters. Happily, we are seeing a huge shift from adult daughters in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who are waking up to this patriarchal theme and wanting change. These daughters recognize that they have learned from their mothers and from society in general to be far too tolerant of being silent and practicing self-neglect. More daughters are asking their mothers to join them in therapy so that together they can change these inherited behavioral patterns. Mothers and daughters are teaming up and pioneering a new normal in their families, a normal where women are speaking up and demanding to be heard, and they are passing on this new normal to the next generation. There is hope, especially when we choose to be pliable. What I love about this article is that it speaks to the shift that happens from daughters in their 20s, their 30s, and then even their 40s. I've provided therapy for a variety of age groups, and one thing that I found to be true is that there comes to a point when we as a people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So again, there is hope. Not in that the other person will change. Why? Because change is, it's weird. I can't change you, but I can change me. I can change how I respond. I can change or even remove my expectations of you. One of the root things or key things that we have to realize is that I, as an individual, have to be pliable, even if it's for my own change, my own growth, and my own development. Ezekiel 36 and 26 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." It doesn't say, now what it doesn't say, hear me when I say this, what it does not say is, "I will change them and give them a new spirit." The scripture focuses on who? You, working on you. I wanted to take a little time to speak to accepting others when they won't change. Recently, while watching David Foster's 2019 documentary called David Foster, off the record. I was intrigued by the way his daughters responded to him. Note, his adult daughters, how they responded to him. In a nugget portion of the documentary, David Foster's wife implied that there may have been a past where there was some turbulence between her husband, David Foster, and his adult daughters. His wife, Catherine McPhee, and her now adult stepdaughters agree that Catherine's love, grace, and communication within the family, it seems that they were implying that it has been caused to heal a lot of the turbulence. She was and has, in so many words, served as a mediator. But guess what? You know what I did not gather from the documentary? I did not gather that David had changed or that he was willing to change. There had been a shift within the relationships, and it appeared that his daughters may have accepted that their dad, David, is the way that he is, and that they were going to have to choose to love him if they wanted to be in his life. And I'm not saying that it was a harsh thing. I don't know. You can watch the documentary and let me know your thoughts about your observations. As a side note, please keep in mind, David Foster's life has been remarkable, and I have a high level of respect for his music. So what I'm not saying is that I'm a hater, or I'm not trying to be a hater in any way. It's just an observation. I just wanted to point out that there are instances that as a family, that we must accept that a person is who they are because they're consistent in their actions. And trust and believe, David, in that documentary, he's consistent in his actions. And you know what? It's our choice to decide what we want in our lives. If I remember correctly, David does have an oldest daughter who he had put up for an adoption early on in life. And it seemed as if, just based upon the communication, because I don't remember her being in the documentary. Maybe she was. I can't remember. But that she had very different sentiments amongst the family. If I remember correctly, I don't think that she was as open to having the same relationship that she had with her dad as the other daughters did. But, you know, like I said, these are just observations and, you know, what am I thinking? It is what it is. But I just kind of wanted to point that out, that his daughters clearly have done work, whether it's in therapy or processing with Catherine McPhee, that, you know what, let me just accept that this is what I'm being given. And I will make a decision of what my boundaries look like moving forward. Hey there. Over the years, I've seen so much hurt between mothers and daughters, so much bad blood and resentment. Honey, if only you knew the amount of tissues I've had to restock in my office, you would be floored. I've seen years of bickering, silence, and resentment, and so much wasted time. But guess what? There is so much hope. I've helped so many mothers and daughters to walk through generations of murky water. In this season, honey, we're going to focus on healing that mother-daughter relationship. And if you're not quite ready to start the process in the office with a therapist of your own, I'd like to encourage you to order a copy of my book on Amazon. It's called I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist. It's a user guide for people who are on the fence about starting therapy. I look forward to seeing you in session. Bye.
Please stay tuned for these messages.
Hey girl, I'm stressed out and I need to talk, but not to a therapist. Do you think you could help me out? Hey, this is perfect timing. Have you heard of the podcast I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist? No. What's that about? Well, since you asked, it gives the perspective of a trained professional an attempt to persuade the readers that therapy can do wonders in healing many issues stemming from childhood trauma and family-based dysfunction. And listen to this, she also has a book. Wow, for real? Does it consist of the same information? Yes, girl. The author stresses that leaving the issues unaddressed can cause reoccurring problems not only in present day, but in future generations of family. And what's not addressed will create a mess within future generational lines. Wow. I'm interested. How can I get a copy? Amazon, boo. Definitely check it out if you want it, and you won't regret it.